Time to talk about downtown, and Carly McElroy and Ender Goachman join us this morning from the Rochester Downtown Alliance. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good, Rich. How you doing?
Wonderful.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, I hear, and you guys already know this, Santa is going to be coming downtown. He always gets stranded up on top of the old courthouse.
He does, yes. He
you
does.
You think he'd learn?
He, you know,
I think he just likes the attention.
Like I told you before, I think it's good parking for him.
Oh,
so I've heard that Rudolph gets his nose adjusted by Dr. Noseworthy before Christmas. So
it is. It's the
good one. Yeah, good one.
But yeah, Santa is coming. We've arranged with Mrs. Claus and his elves and everything to have him come down to Rochester a little bit before Christmas for Here Comes Santa. And that's going to be Friday, November 27th. It's going to go from 6 to 8:30 p.m. And first, it's going to take place at Old City Hall, like it always does.
Right.
Great tradition. So Santa's going to be rescued from Old City Hall, just on First Avenue, kind of in historic 3rd Street. After that, we're going to go head down to the Peace Plaza, where we're going to have some pre-show entertainment by the Deceiver. So some
all
nice
right, sweet
holiday jazz.
Mrs. Claus going to be around there, or does
I think so. So yes,
yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
She may make a an appearance. She's got a lot of cookies to bake before Christmas.
There is that, sure.
Yeah, but then definitely the tree lighting, stage show. It's going to be really great. So there's going to be complimentary cookies at Shops at University Square, provided by Max Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you even head out to the Old City Hall, you can check out Cambria, on Broadway and 4th Street.
Right.
They're going to have hot cocoa, cookies, and just kind of a nice cozy place to warm up before you head on over to the Old City Hall. So that's from 4 to 6 p.m.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So.
You can probably try some of those snacks on their new countertops.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Because they're easily cleaned.
Oh, yes.
Something different though this year than previous years. It is at night, so that's the biggest change.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's in the morning.
Yeah.
But this time around it's going to be at 6 p.m., so make sure that you adjust your calendars accordingly.
All right.
We're also expecting the mayor to be there, so we're pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm. He shows up very well.
Yeah, it's not a tree lighting without the mayor. So.
That's right.
So are the downtown decorations, when do they go up?
They
should
go. I have to contact
city does that, but,
my buddy down at the city.
Park and Rec.
But Park and Rec should be getting those ready pretty soon.
Yeah, we just talked with Paul Widman last Friday, and I know they've got them all ready to go. So
yes.
I think they'll be probably...
They'll spring
this nice
in,
weather this week. They'll
spring
probably,
into action.
Yeah,
soon,
get them up
yeah.
and then light them up a little bit later. But anyhow, so that'll be neat. It's always a great time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have some small business.
So actually,
happening?
The next day, so right after Here Comes Santa Claus, which is Friday, November 27th, Small Business Saturday is taking place in downtown Rochester, November 28th, and that's an all-day event. And if you're not familiar with Small Business Saturday, it's basically it's a national day to shop small and support small business.
Mm-hmm.
It's been recognized by the mayor as well. He proclaimed the last Saturday in November as Small
yes.
Business Saturday. So we're really excited about that,
yeah.
And this is the second year that we're doing it. Basically, we have 14 shops on board right now that are participating in Small Business Saturday, and basically they'll be offering like deals and sales and. Special hot items that you can get only on Small Business Saturday to help show your support for small business.
Yeah.
And then we actually have an activity plan for the day. It's called the Shop Small Passport. You can pick up this little passport at any one of the participating stores, of which you can find out on our website, downtownrochestermn.com. And basically, you just collect a stamp, 4 stamps total from any one of the 14 participating businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You can submit that passport for a chance to win either a $100 downtown gift card or one of 2 $50 downtown gift cards. So that's 3 chances to win. Basically, all you have to do is just visit, 4 of those 14 participating stores, collect your stamp, and then submit it. It's pretty fun. It's a pretty cool way to give back to the community and also possibly win some money, too.
Yeah. What an easy way to win, $100.
Yeah. Comes in handy.
There you go.
Certainly does. Now, you want to stay abreast of all of the things that are happening downtown, you can subscribe to the e-newsletter, right?
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. So basically, you can visit our website. I said a couple times, it's just downtownrochestermn.com.
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much has everything downtown, whether it's from parking, transportation, to events that are happening, which is the big one. And then you can actually click subscribe. There's a subscribe button right in the front page there.
Doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't cost anything. No. Yeah, we'll give it to you for free, especially you, Rich. I mean, you can sign up twice if you
want. Of course, I always get a deal.
And then that comes out once a week. It's just, you know, unsubscribe anytime if you don't want any more. But it basically tells you all the events that are happening. And even deals, too. Sometimes local businesses will offer coupons and special sales and deals that we include in the e-newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. So always a busy winter.
It is.
It doesn't all stop after Thursday's on first, that's for sure. That's
definitely right. Not.
And it slows down just a little. But a nice slow down.
It's a relax.
Yeah, and then it ramps up for Christmas.
It certainly does.
And we are planning for Social Ice too right now. Believe it or not, it's a few months away, but we're planning. We want to do something
big. Expecting
this year.
Cold weather then, huh?
Yes,
planning.
Yes,
yes. Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
You never know. This winter's been really non-winter.
Well, the fall's been awesome.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I don't think we need winter until, you know, we get around somewhere in the second week of December, and then winter can show up for a while.
That's
fine.
Right.
Yeah. So that's when winter actually starts, right? Like December 21st or something. So,
see?
Yeah, we got time.
Plenty. All right. So again, downtownrochestermn.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Click on there for more information. Subscribe to the newsletter. And anything else?
That's about it.
That's
right
it.
Now.
That's all,
all right. You guys have a great month. We'll do it again in December.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Appreciate it.
See ya.